The sermon text is from today's gospel reading. You may go your way. And she went home. Thus far the words of our text. Grace, mercy, and peace be unto you from God our Father and our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen. This morning in our readings, we run into two individuals who simply take Jesus at his word. They have no names recorded for us, just a woman and a man. That's it. The woman, a Syrophoenician, a Greek Gentile. The man, deaf and with a speech impediment. The woman approaches Jesus on her own. No family, no husband, no one with her. The man brought to Jesus by they. And whoever they are, they do lots of things. Were they disciples? Or were they the crowd who brought the man? Don't know. The Bible doesn't tell us. But both children of Adam and Eve, living like the rest of us under the curse of sin and the fall, meet with Jesus. What is their remedy? To look to the one who came to crush the serpent's head. Look to Jesus of Nazareth. And as one of the early disciples said, Nazareth? Can anything good come out of Nazareth? Well, come and see is the answer. Come and see. The woman, her daughter was possessed by a demon. They were not foolish people. They knew the difference between sick and supernatural. And she knew that this was a supernatural problem. She had heard of the man Jesus. Did she know all about him? Did she trust him to be the Messiah of the Jews? No, no. What do we know? We know that this woman trusted that Jesus could heal. She went to Jesus. She took Jesus at his word. And then she went home. The woman. Just the woman. I guess she's a stand-in for every woman in the world who's ever cried out for her child. The woman was there to and determined to appeal to Jesus for help. To look to Jesus for help in sorrow and to ask him as the one who can heal in every way, as the true helper in every trouble, to trust in his willingness to help, to ask for his assistance from him. This is the very essence of faithful trust. Just like the three Hebrews facing the fiery furnace and the fury of Nebuchadnezzar who demanded of them, "What God can save you out of my hand?" You know the answer that Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego gave to the king, King Nebuchadnezzar. "We have no need to answer you in this matter," they said. "If this be so, our God whom we serve is able to deliver us from the burning fiery furnace. And he will deliver us out of your hand, O king. But if not, be it known to you, O king, that we will not serve your gods or worship a golden image that you set up." That is the trust that God can and will make the correct decision in your case. He may answer yes, he is able to deliver us. He may answer no, as they said, "But if not." Either way, your prayer will be answered. The woman approached Jesus. She fell at his feet, appealing for help. And Jesus wasn't silent. He denied her request. And there's no way to spin this. No way to make Jesus look better in this situation. None at all. He denied her request. It was a hard blow to her ears and to her heart. And still she boldly and verbally wrestled with Jesus. She took his words. She claimed his words. And she asked for a simple crumb from Jesus. "Go your way," he said. "The demon has left your daughter." What an economy of words. She arose, and we don't know how. We don't know anything about her tears, her smile, maybe a minute gasp, and perhaps even without a thank you, or yet with a multitude of thank yous. She left, and she went home. And you know what she found just as well as she knows what she found. She found, as she trusted, a healed daughter, a whole child. She knew she would, for she trusted Jesus' word to her. I think there is the astounding part of this account. Like the faith of the centurion, like the faith of Jairus, whose little daughter was sick, and like your faith, she saw not, and yet she believed. And next we find the deaf man with a speech impediment. He could not hear Jesus. I guess he had good friends. Did they use some form of sign language to tell this man to come with them to meet this miracle worker named Jesus of Nazareth? Had he seen Jesus' miracles? Was Jesus told how the world's fall had particularly afflicted this man? Did his man's friends come and say, "Jesus, he's deaf and mute, can you help him?" Or did Jesus just know due to his divine authority? We don't know. Why did Jesus take the man off to the side in private to do these things to heal him? There's no real answer to that either. Is it a miracle? Yes, Jesus healed the man with one word, meaning, "Be opened." The word of creation repairing his creation. Is that the miracle? Yeah, that is the miracle. Still, what I find amazing is that the man went with Jesus. He followed Jesus off to the side. He trusted Jesus. He let Jesus touch his ears. He allowed Jesus to touch his tongue. He trusted Jesus. Here is yet another example as a son of Adam following in the footsteps of Joseph, Jesus' adoptive father, who trusted the angel's message. Like Abraham, who believed God and it was credited to him as righteousness. The man heard. The man spoke. Did he say thank you after Jesus healed him? Or was he so astounded that he, who was so long mute, could only stand there speechless and stare at Jesus? Or was he so full of joy that he could, all he could do was return to the crowd laughing in happiness and joy? Who knows? But what we do know is that he quite literally put himself in Jesus' hands. And he trusted Jesus. What great examples are before us today. We have more definite promises given to us than this man or this woman ever had. They did not hear Jesus say to them as we have, "Lo, I am with you always, even to the end of the age." Or, "Whatever you ask in my name, I will do, that the Father may be glorified in the Son. If you ask me anything in my name, I will do it." You see, Jesus certainly cares for your earthly and your spiritual welfare. And if we apprehended Jesus with even a fraction of the faith that this woman and this man had, we could command mountains to move, and they would move. What an example for us today to be more confident and more insistent in our prayers than we normally are, or to appeal more regularly to God for His grace and His mercy. It's just a good reminder. I know I pray a lot, But do I pray with the faith of these folks? I guess I must just return to the Lord and say, like the man at the back of the synagogue, God be merciful to me, a sinner. Here, the man and the woman, in their lives, we are all encapsulated. Because though they know it not, they have found that they have come to Calvary's holy mountain. Come in poverty, come in meanness, come defiled without within, from infection and uncleanness, from the leprosy of sin. Make your robe, wash your robes and make them white. You shall walk with God in light. Come in sorrow and in contrition, wounded, paralyzed, and blind. Hear the guilty, free remission. Hear the troubled, peace may find. Because what's the real issue behind it all? What is the real issue driving and pushing everything? Remember the Pharisee, the publican, and the tax collector? Or the publican and the Pharisee? When the tax collector stood in the back of the synagogue, not even daring to lift his eyes to heaven, he said, God, be merciful to me, a sinner. And that's it. You know, I know, we all know that the real problem behind everything is sin. Our own sin, or the sin in the world that brings trial and trouble and tribulation into our lives. And what is yours? What are your troubles and your trials and your tribulations? Like the Gerizim demoniac, I'm sure your problems are legion. What is your trial? What is your request? Is it social, emotional, financial, legal, medical? Have you been betrayed by your family or betrayed by friends? In your needs, O man, in your needs, O woman, pursue Jesus with a dogged determination, learning from this man and this woman to prevail over Christ with his own words and his own actions and his own promises, and then commend the outcome into Jesus' hand. Like Jacob, who wrestled with God. And just how does one wrestle with God anyway? Luther says this happens through a faith which holds so firmly to God's word until it overcomes God's wrath and obtains God as a gracious Father. So in your trials and in your troubles, in your tribulations, go to Jesus. Approach him in the confidence that he can handle your life and lay your requests before him. And after that, like the woman in our text, go your way, trusting that the Lord has heard your prayers and he will do what is best for you and your family. And then be at rest, for you're faithfully expecting to see your prayer answered and fulfilled. A woman and a man. They could have been any one of us. They went to Jesus. They trusted Jesus. And Jesus answered them. In that Jesus' name. Amen. Now may that peace which passes all understanding be in your hearts and your minds, to the one true faith in Christ Jesus our Lord. Amen.